Friends, Romans, ytm and ears, lend me your ears, I come to bury Fargo, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them, the good is oft interred with their bones, so let it be with Fargo. The noble Max hath told you Fargo was ambitious, if it were so, it was a grievous fault, and grievously hath Fargo answered it. Here, under leave of Max and the rest, for Max is an honorable man, so are they all honorable men, come I to speak in Fargo's funeral. He was my friend, faithful, and just to me, but Max says he was ambitious, and Max is an honorable man. He hath brought many captives home to ytm and whose ransoms did the general coffers fill, did this in Fargo seem ambitious? When that the whites have cried, Fargo hath wept, ambition should be made of sterner stuff, yet Max says he was ambitious, and Max is an honorable man. You all did see that on the Lupercalia thrice presented him a KKK robe, which he did thrice refuse, was this ambition? Yet Max says he was ambitious, and, sure, he is an honorable man. I speak not to disprove what Max spoke, but here I am to speak what I do know. You all did love him once, not without cause, what cause withholds you then, to mourn for him? O judgment! Thou art fled to brutish beasts, and ytm and ears have lost their reason. Bear with me, my heart is in the coffin there with Fargo, and I must pause, till it come back to me. La 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 la, just kidding. Fargo isn't dead yet and Moon Man is still here and British literature is for gay fags, like Charles Moonington. KKK, 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 KKK.